welcome to the Catholic News Update for Thursday, December the 8th. The Vatican Library is one of the largest in the world. Now it's also one of the most modern. The library is taking a giant leap to the web by using NASA technology. It's planning on scanning 80,000 of its manuscripts. The Prefect Apostolic Vatican Library said, "We had this idea for years, but now we've been able to narrow it down and make it concrete. We have the most advanced technology and also background experience from previous attempts. We've learned to avoid the same mistakes. The technology used is called FITS, which stands for Flexible Image Transport System. So far, the process was divided in three stages. The first included scanning 8,000 of the 80,000 manuscripts. The second was the actual digitalizing, and lastly, the program stored all the information in high resolution. Among those selected is the Bodmer Papyri. The priceless manuscript is the first known transcript of the Gospel. Since most of the manuscripts are extremely delicate, they can only be partially opened to avoid any damage. Once all the documents are digitalized, the manuscripts will occupy approximately 45 billion bytes, but that technology will be based in another building outside the Vatican's library. According to the Prefect of the Vatican's Apostolic Library, the project is still a challenge. One of the main obstacles is funding. According to organizers, the first documents will be available online in less than a year. It will be a key moment where priceless documents will be readily available for the world to see. President Obama on Tuesday promised to revamp America's international presence in favor of the gay rights agenda, pledging that U.S. officials would be trained in specifically assisting gay persons and would combat foreign communities intolerant by helping normalize gay orientation and sexual activity, among other changes. In a memorandum on international initiatives to advance the human rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender persons, Obama said the effort to end discrimination against homosexuals is central to the United States' commitment to promoting human rights. President Obama has said that under my administration, agencies engaged abroad have already begun taking action to promote the fundamental human rights of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender persons everywhere. Our deep commitment to advancing the human rights of all people is strengthened when we as the United States bring our tools to advance this goal. The first directive called on embassy officials to strengthen existing efforts to effectively combat the criminalization by foreign governments and to expand efforts to combat discrimination, homophobia, and intolerance. Obama said that the Departments of State, Justice, and Homeland Security would ensure appropriate training is in place for federal government employees to provide special accommodation for gay and lesbian individuals seeking expedited resettlement. In addition, Obama notes that the government will work to raise the profile of gay rights activists in international groups through efforts such as lobbying government representatives and promoting gay rights activists in various forms. Obama, whose relationship with the gay rights movement in America has been touch and go, pledged his support to the cause before a UN General Assembly in September. And finally, three young men will dedicate their lives to the faith during an ordination ceremony at St. Carthage Cathedral in Lismore, northern New South Wales, tomorrow night, reports the Northern Star. Roland Agrizola, 27, Shelwyn Fernandez, 25, and James Foster, 29, will each be ordained priests. The first time since 1967, three men have been ordained on the same day in the Lismore Diocese. Reverend Foster said he had a calling to become a priest when he was 7 years old. He said, "I said to the teacher and the students, when I grow up, I want to be a priest." He also said, "I don't feel nervous. I just feel a sense of deep joy and deep peace because this is the moment we have been preparing for many years." Foster completed his pastoral placing as a deacon in the parishes of Iluka, Yamba, and McLean, while Fernandez served Kempsey and Agrizola was placed in Casino. Agrizola said his deaconship gave him the opportunity to visit the sick and learn how to conduct funerals, baptisms, and marriages. The men will be expected to live simply, but their personalities will not change completely. Agrizola said, "It's not about giving up everything, because as spiritual leaders we have to go to where people are and lead them to God from there." And that's all for today's Catholic News Update. I'm Natalie Ambrose reporting for Jason Rushton. God bless.